And I've just been joined in the studio by Lee Norris, who I think I'm right in saying is the event director of the Brentwood Park Run. Now, I've been saying the Brentwood Fun Run all day. I'm totally wrong. I've had my knuckles wrapped on that. And he's going to tell us all what this is all about. So first off, Lee, welcome to Phoenix FM. And exactly what is this Brentwood Park Run? Tell us all.
Brentwood Park Run. We've been
going.
There is fun there, but yeah. We've been going about 41 weeks now. We are a 5K run, not a race at all, over at Weald Park in South Weald. It's a timed run, so you against the clock.
So not an actual race, but you're timed against the clock.
As soon as we say 3, 2, 1, go, timers start, and everyone gets a time. So within about an hour or so, results will be processed, and you'll get your time through. So you can race against yourself, but ultimately you can run as fast, as slow as you want to.
I'd walk.
Yes, we do have walkers.
And when does this take place?
Every single Saturday.
How long have you been doing it?
We started on the 6th of December last year, so we've been going 41 weeks. We're one of the newer events in the county. There's around about 8 or 10 now in Essex alone.
Right.
And there's around about 350 of these in the UK alone and in a number of other countries. So we're one of the newer events, really.
Right. Okay. Now, as a keen runner, you've taken part of the London Marathon a few times, I think, and you were instrumental in getting this whole thing underway. So, how did you get things started? Was it difficult?
I mean, I started looking into this idea around about probably about nearly 2.5 years ago. And made an approach to Parkrun UK, as in the actual body, the organisers itself. Had some initial meetings over at Thorndon Park. And then got together a small core team, applied for funding. I had to go to a number of different agencies and bodies for funding. So Thrift Green Trotters, the local running club, kindly funded me, Active Essex, Essex County Council, and Brentwood Borough Council all kindly gave me some funding. And put a bid together, put a case together, had to do a risk assessment over at Weald Park. And give or take about a year and a half later, we started in December last year in the sort of the dead of winter.
The depths of winter.
Exactly.
Wonderful.
Exactly.
Did you get many takers on the first one?
Well, our first event, I mean, it was freezing cold. The weather was okay. It was, a nice, crisp, sunny day.
Yeah, yeah.
And we had 131 runners.
Good grief. That's incredible.
Yeah, very good.
Now, you just alluded to the fact that this is not just a national, but it's an international organisation. How many branches are there?
I think there's 350, maybe 400 runs in the UK alone. There's runs in South Africa, Australia, New Zealand, Denmark, Russia now. Oh, more besides. It's become an international event. And in fact, this coming weekend, Parkrun celebrates its 11th anniversary. It all started 11 years ago with 13 runners in Bushy Park in West London.
Oh, yeah.
And a chap called Paul Sinton Hewitt got a group of runners together, and it just developed from there onwards. So it's now a global brand, as it were.
Incredible. What's it in aid of? Is it
nothing?
Absolutely. It's fun.
No, yeah, completely.
Oh, sorry, I've gone back to fun again.
Yeah, well, no, it's true. I mean, it's completely free.
So there's no entry fee.
No entry fee at all. So what we're doing is my team and I, we're putting on a weekly 5K run, so 3.1 miles. In a beautiful park in Weald Park, completely free, completely volunteer run. I have up to sort of 20 volunteers a week doing a variety of different roles, timing, scanning, handing out finish tokens and so on. We're averaging just over 100 runners a week. So it's completely free. We set up from around about 7:30, 7:45 in the morning. And by around about 10 o'clock...
Lovely in the depths of winter,
it is. And at the moment it's fine, but it gets a bit cold and wet in winter. And then by around about 10 o'clock, everything's packed away. We've got, we've been really grateful to the rangers at Weald. They give us some storage. They've been really helpful. And by 10 o'clock, it's all packed away and you wouldn't even know we've been there. So minimal sort of impact on other park users, which was something I was always mindful of.
You've mentioned the fact that you had to get funding for this. Is that the regular funding that you get all the time?
No. What happens is there's an initial startup cost for an event, and Parkrun UK will fund half of it. I had to find the other half. So as I said, I put in a bid quite a detailed bid to Brentwood Borough Council to try and obtain some money from their community fund. Thrift Green Trotters, the local running club who actually run from here, they kindly helped me as well. And Active Essex, which is part of Essex County Council, funding me the other part as well. So I had to set, but once we're set up, that's pretty much it. What I have done since we started, Councillor Anne Coe, who's the local Brentwood Councillor for South Weald, kindly gave me some funding as well. And I've used that for things like buying a camera, because we record hundreds of photographs every event. We put them on our Facebook page. New signage, vests for some of the marshals, you know, things just to keep it going. But
But
to be fair, you know, once we're set up, it's pretty much, it just runs itself.
So where do Park Run UK get their funding from?
They have links with things like Pru Health, or I think it's called Vitality Health now. Fitbit, which is a brand in terms of running watches and so on. So there's links to sort of bigger, you know, sort of multinational organisations.
Okay, let's get back to the run itself. Are there any restrictions of who can and who can't take part?
There's not many rules. What we do ask is that if you're going to come and run with us, you sign up online at parkrun.org.uk /Brentwood. You put in your basic details, any sort of conditions, ailments, etc., a point of contact if in case there's a problem.
In case you pass out on the run.
And to be fair, we've had a few sprains and a few people tripping over because some of the exposed tree roots. But touchwood so far, nothing serious. We ask that people bring along their own runner barcode. And they get, at the end, they'll get that scanned and then they'll get a time sent through to them via email or text. So that's one sort of rule, shall we say. The other one is that any children under the age of 11 have to be within sort of arm's reach.
Yes.
And the reason behind that is that UK Athletics, the organisation, they provide insurance to Parkrun, the organisation, and any sort of, you know, breach of that would sort of then breach the actual insurance. So it's for runners' safety, really.
Of course.
And it would just make the event vulnerable if something were to happen and we didn't sort of enforce that.
Oh, absolutely.
That and the only other one, really, is we get the odd few runners with dogs, and we ask that dogs are on a lead.
They'd have to. This is it. It'd be bedlam.
And this is it. And and to be fair, they're probably the three main rules, really. So
now we've established it's a 5-kilometre run. Could you give us I don't mean to be as a pun, but a rundown on the course itself.
Rundown on the course. Now, of course, not. Weald Park. We have a briefing around about 10 to 9 in the morning over by the visitor centre car park at Weald.
Right. And so that's where it all starts.
That's pretty much where we start. So that's sort of the mustering point, as it were. And one of my core team will be what we call the run director. So they'll orchestrate things for that particular week. So we do a separate briefing for any first timers, and we're getting first timers every week, which is great. We've got about 1,100 people signed up to that. Brentwood is their home run, which is brilliant.
1,100.
I know. So we do the main briefing around about 10 to 5 to 9. South Weald Church, which is within view, the chimes at 9 o'clock. We try and start our run bang on that time, and then off we go. And the route basically goes downhill past the deer enclosure and the new park that's being built next to the lake. We then go out the other side of the lake. We wind our way down into the woods.
Yeah.
And there's a path that goes up the scent, like the spine of the woods. We follow that, so it's quite a steady uphill. I was a little bit cruel, really, when I designed the route. It's a tough course.
I
don't know why I'm laughing, because I ran it the other week, and it's really hard. But so we then wind our way around the woods, back out again, sort of a nice downhill.
You've got to have a downhill after an uphill.
There are a few downhills. Back towards the lake, along beside the lake, and we're back in what I call like the Belvedere Field.
Yeah.
At 4 kilometres, so within sort of the last kilometre, there's quite a brutal uphill. And we've given it its own name. You know, we ask runners, name that hill, and we now call it Heartbreak Hill. So it's got its own sign at the bottom, sign at the top to say, well done.
Could be worse. It could be called Heart Attack Hill.
No, please don't say that. We actually did some first aid training last week as a core team, so we've got some first aid skills now. And then we then wind our way back down, and we finish again pretty much where we start in front of the visitor centre car park. And the great thing is that runners, some of the faster runners, will stay around. They'll clap people in. I have to say, the thing I've been really impressed with, you know, we're getting steady volunteers every week, which I'm absolutely grateful for. You know, my core team are brilliant. But the good thing as well is that we're getting people stand around, you know, some fast runners, they're clapping people in. The community spirit is excellent.
That's good.
It's really
good. Now, you mentioned that you've got 1,100 members and you've got about 130-odd in the first run. Yep. How many regulars do you have, roughly?
We're averaging now, we've just broken the 100 a week average. So, you know, the numbers have steadily climbed. Our biggest attendance has been 153. That was, I think, back in July off the top of my head. So the numbers are good, but as I said to you, I think looking around some of the other local runs, I mean, there's one in Harrow Lodge in Hornchurch, there's one in Barking, Basildon. You know, most towns in the county have got one, but I would say it's one of the tougher ones. It's not going to be for everyone.
Yeah,
you know, it's a little bit further out of the town, but I think the surroundings, you know, make up for it. So,
I'm sure they do. No question of that. Now, you mentioned volunteers just now. What sort of volunteer? What do you need the volunteers to do? What are they for?
Okay. When I designed the route, thinking about volunteers, I wanted to try and make it this run as sustainable as possible. And in the 41 weeks we've been going, We've had to cancel twice. One was because of the Race for Life charity event in May, but some of my team and I helped out with that. And another, a 10K race, that was in September. So we've been sustainable the whole year round. So I've tried to make it sort of as volunteer lean as possible just to ensure sustainability. So volunteer roles include things like timing with stopwatches, scanning people's barcodes, the run director, which is, as I said, generally one of my team. We have people that act as marshals, so they're there for safety reasons and to point people in the right direction. We have, every single week, we have a tail runner. So psychologically, if you come to the event, you're never going to be the last one through the finish funnel.
This is always your tail runner.
And they're, you know, there for safety reasons as well. So there's a whole range of different... And also, the other thing as well is set up. You know, we have to put signs out before the run and collect them in as well. So we're always looking for help. Every single week we need volunteers.
So a volunteer doesn't actually have to run themselves?
No, not at all.
I was just going to ask you, where and when does volunteers meet? But I think you've already said 7:30 in the morning
We do, yeah. The first volunteers, if people are going to help set up, then, you know, ideally they'll be there from around about 7:30 in the morning. The majority of volunteers, though, to be fair, don't have to get there until 8:30, 8:20 to 9:00. We'll give them a briefing. You know, your role is marshal, you're going to this point. We give them a lanyard so they know exactly what they need to be doing. So most volunteers, to be fair, don't arrive until about 8:30.
Right. Do you tell them in advance what function they're going to do?
That's right.
So they know whether they're going to turn up at 7:30 or 8:30.
Completely. Now, what we do, we ask, if people are going to volunteer, we ask them to email us at brentwoodhelpers@parkrun.com. What we do, the run director for that forthcoming week will look at the roster, all the different positions and roles that we need to fill.
Yes.
And if people specify they'd like to do marshalling, we'll try and accommodate them. If they want to do timing, we'll try and accommodate them. So they know in advance pretty much what they're going to be doing.
All right. So remind us, if you will, what people need to do if they would like to take part or get involved as a volunteer.
Okay. If people want to run, and in fact, if they want to volunteer as well, we ask that people go to the website of parkrun.org.uk/Brentwood and look at trying to sign up as a runner. If they want to come along and help us, then we ask that they email Brentwoodhelpers, all one word, @parkrun.com, and then the run director for that forthcoming week will go into the inbox on a regular basis and then answer the email, or if they want to help, we'll try and accommodate them. So that's pretty much the two sort of website and email addresses that we use.
Great stuff. Well, look, thanks very much for coming in and telling us all about this, Lee. Obviously, it's already growing tremendously if you go 1,100, but I would think that you're going to do a lot more. We know that you're going to get one more because the guy that was doing the breakfast show this morning says he's going to do it.
Brilliant.
So there you are.
Excellent.
But thanks very much for that. We'll be putting all the details up on the website a little bit later on, including a copy of the interview, etc.
Lovely.
So you'll be able to listen back to it all there.
May I just quickly just say
a quick
thank you?
Please do.
I just like, and I think I'm absolutely grateful for their help. My core team: Steve Danby, Jerry Danby, Laura Rideout, George Elliott, Georgina Barron, Mike Henry, Mike Whitehead, Gemma Bannox, Jen Goulden, Dom Harrington, Holly Myers, and our former core team members David Hayday and Daisy Martin. And as I said before, real thanks: Thrift Green Trotters, Bremer Borough Council, the Rangers at Weald Park. And Active Essex, thank you very much. And all the people that help us out, really grateful.
That's tremendous. Thanks very much indeed.
Thank you.